What's your question, Lily? What? I know. What's up, Lil? What do you want? No. You first. Why'd you DM me in all caps, Sam, you whore, like 4 nights ago? No, it was Lily. Like, not that I mind, I just didn't know if there was context to it. Anyway. What? Oh, I don't give a fuck. Okay. Headphones off. Okay. Chapter 64. Point of Contact. The turrets, towers, galleries, and stained glass windows of Beaubaton clung to the mountains, poised across the summit of a small peak and framed between the pine-covered sides of its larger neighbors. A crisp blue sky spread over the heavens. I am done with this place. Fleur pulled her wand from her waist. She transfigured her uniform into a midnight blue dress, her hat into a soft, white wool jumper, and her slim, half-smart shoes into something a little more chic. Poor Gabby must endure it for a few more years. Au revoir? Au revoir? Fleur wrinkled her nose. No. Goodbye. Goodbye, that was Salazar. Goodbye. She pictured the home entrance hall and... What did you say? Why? I didn't fucking read it wrong. I said point of contract. Maybe. Point of contract. She pictured the home entrance hall and appeared amongst Gabby's shoes, kicking her own into a spare space near the door.
Your final exam was this morning.
Maman drifted in from the kitchen. Did it go well?
It went as well as I needed. Fleur shrugged. If not quite as well as I wanted.
Which one was it? Advanced Transfiguration and Conjuration?
Yes.
It was never your strongest subject.
Maman smiled. Little lines crinkled at the corners of her eyes and mouth.
But you are still good at it. You got all the best bits of your papa and I. We're so very proud of you.
Transfiguration is more Harry's gift than mine, Fleur said. I conjured a goose and turned it into a rather nice face, which got me good marks, but not all of them.
It can't be better than you, Maman pursed her lips. Not when he's so much younger. Not when he's so much younger.
Fleur narrowed her eyes. Wait, no, she didn't mean it that way.
Not when he's so much younger.
Fleur narrowed her eyes. Maman winced.
Sorry, Fleur, I didn't mean that how it sounded.
She studied her thumbnail and turned a little pink.
Although I do hope you and the aren't doing anything.
Fleur shot Maman an innocent... Fleur shot Maman an innocent... That.
Fleur shot Mama an innocent smile.
Not yet.
Mama twitched. Fleur, he's...
How old were you when you got pregnant with me again, Mama?
Fleur asked.
18.
18? Mama pursed her lips. Just because I'm telling you to do something I couldn't manage to do.
Mama pursed her lips.
She pressed her lips together. Into a thing. Into a thim. Into a thin pants.
You can't even. Motherfucker. My man just typed penis in all caps. But said pensy. Because he's a fucking idiot and couldn't spell. Fucking. That was amazing. By the way, Prophecy, you want to know, we are, and this is what I do with most of my recordings, we are both looking at a Google Doc, and Matt makes changes as we go. When I change something, you know, when I, like, fix a grammar or something, like, he changes it. Other people that have editing access will also suggest things. It's very, very efficient. Me recording a fic is, like, one of the editing passes, basically, and it works out very well. Yeah.
She pressed her lips together into a thin line. But just because I'm telling you to do something I couldn't manage to do doesn't mean it's not a good idea. I was lucky with you, Papa. He loved me very much. He loved me very much. We just started that pair of... He loved me very much, and we just started that part of our life a little earlier than we planned.
Fleur tucked her wand away.
Well, Mama, I don't intend to get myself pregnant just yet, so don't panic. It doesn't always happen when you intend.
Mama's face turned a little darker pink.
I had every intention of applying certain spells the night you were conceived, but as I'm beginning to suspect you already know, things like that can get forgotten in the heat of the moment.
Fleur turned her nose up.
I know what I'm doing.
Mama grimaced.
Yes, I'm sure you do. You've been bookmarking certain pages in my book since you were 14.
Heat crept on Fleur's cheeks.
Can we not have this conversation? Can we not have this conversation? I just want you to be safe,
Mama whispered.
You're my little girl. Even though you're already better than me at nearly everything, I remember holding you when you first came into the world. You had this little tuft of blonde hair and big, bright blue eyes. I'd never been so happy.
Was that before or after you set fire to Papa?
Fleur asked. After. Mama scowled. He made a joke at a very foolish moment.
Fleur sighed.
I will be careful, Mama. No, we've not gone that far anyway.
Mama crooked her finger and drifted back toward the kitchen.
Good. Now that you should be doing anything more than kissing him at this age.
She threw a sharp look back over her shoulder.
I do not want your papa to have to. I do not want your papa to have to explain to the papers why his eldest daughter is in bed with someone who's legally a child.
Fleur huffed.
We're not talking about this anymore. If you want to worry about one of us, worry about Gabby. She's bookmarked all the same pages and probably reads them, thinking about the same person as I would if I didn't already have them. She's bookmarked on the same pages, and she probably reads them. She's bookmarked on the same pages, and she probably reads them, thinking about the same person as I would, if I didn't already have him.
Gabby doesn't actually have a boyfriend.
Mama grimaced and waved her wand around the kitchens. Mama grimaced and waved her wand around the kitchens. Various cupboards fluttered, and a steaming, white mug of coffee drew together in front of her. Have you thought about what you will do now?
I have.
Fleur pulled a letter from her jumper. I applied to join the Bureau de Enigma, and Gringotts offered me a job checking and selling enchanted trinkets. I think some of their clients don't trust goblins. Gringotts!
Papa appeared at the kitchen door.
That's an interesting coincidence.
A good thing he didn't appear a few minutes earlier.
Fleur smothered her flush.
Maman's one thing, Papa's another altogether.
You're all malé, mon chéri,
Maman said. Was it a particularly good day or a particularly bad one?
A good day.
Papa shuffled into the kitchen and stole a sip. Papa shuffled into the kitchen and stole a sip from Mama's coffee.
There was a miscommunication with whomever was arranging the port keys for the other heads of the departments. They all ended up somewhere in Sardinia rather than Paris.
Is that a French place? Yeah. Okay,
They all ended up somewhere in Sardinia rather than in Paris. And as I was the only one in the right place, they had it without me in Sardinia.
Mama plucked her coffee out of his hands. Didn't you need to be present?
Oh, not even slightly. I'm only the vice president.
Is that right? That must be right. Or wait. Hang on. Fuck me in the ass.
Find me in the Alps!
Let's see.
You are a fucking piece of shit, Matthew Bradley.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking it up to see if there's a distinction.
I am only the vice president for the Bureau des Affaires de l'Italie.
Fuck, I didn't even see it in that. I fucking
kill you. That's what I fucking did.
Vice-president. Fucking Google's telling me it's president. Yeah.
I'm only the vice president.
What? What now? Oh my God.
I'm only the vice president.
I'm only the vice president for the Bureau de Affaires Police. I'm only the vice president for the Bureau de Affaires.
I want to read that in Spanish, but it's not. I want to say internacional, but that's not right. It's close, but it's not. Yeah.
I'm only the vice president for the Bureau de Affaires Internationales. It was Henri who had to go and sort things out. I'm glad I'm not the president. I'm glad I'm not the president. He had to cancel his entire afternoon in the vineyards and I'll go off to somewhere in Sardinia where I did some interesting research on English magical nobility.
Papa,
Fleur whirled on him. What sort of research? Papa raised his hands.
Harry clearly has little knowledge of his family and his history. Harry clearly has little knowledge of his family and his history. He needs to know about things like this, especially as he's English. I did a little bit of investigating through the outpost of Gringotts in Paris, the only wizarding bank in England is Gringotts, so they would have the most accurate records I could easily see.
The goblins do not share information on their clients for no reason, Mama said.
No.
Papa edged away from Fleur.
I may have had to follow through the first steps of legal action against him to find out what I wanted.
You what?
Feathers exploded out from under her skin and heat boiled in her bones. Liquid heat shifted her chest.
Nah. So you want heat twice like that? Fire, I would say. Liquid fire. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rose and up his bow. Okay.
Feathers exploded out from under her skin and heat boiled in her bones. Liquid flame shifted her chin and upper jaw forward into a sharp beak. Papa flinched.
I didn't take any action, and the goblins will be discreet. They simply wanted me to pay them for the information by way of acting as legal advisors for a case that will never exist. I was rather hoping that you would invite Harry here to join us. I expect he would like to learn this, and he should really be the first person I tell.
Fleur let the heat fade, and the feathers slipped back beneath her skin.
He is in school, Papa.
Papa. Papa snorted.
We'll roll. I'm now rolling. Yeah.
Okay.
He's been visiting you at all hours of the day during your suspension, and even if the merest fraction of what I've read is true, then I don't think breaking school rules will upset him.
It will be nice to see Harry again.
I will ask.
Also, that double tap. She didn't think I will ask.
Fleur wandered out of the kitchen, drifted down the hall, and pulled the acorn out of her cleavage.
Has you?
It sprouted into a mirror. Harry's face appeared in it.
Fleur,
I was about to go to one of my classes. Can you
come here instead? It's probably more important than some class you're already well aware of.
It's probably more important than some class you're already well aware of.
Is this somebody at my door? Hang on. I won't be gone for a second. A second, I just gotta open this package and make sure it's what I think it is. I maintain, by the way, yeah, that there's no harm in including more chapters to edit in the F file. Because, like, I know that whenever I'm getting help from people with things, I learned this in film school, the very most important thing... Fuck, didn't happen to my headphone cable. The very most important thing is that you leave as much time for it as possible. That's why when I was doing Alexandra Quick, I knew I was going to need help with Native American accents. I started that search, like, when I was doing book one. Like, I started putting feelers out and trying to find if there was somebody that could help me with it, because it was like the chances of this happening are really fucking slim. But it's even the case when you're just getting, like, you know, when people are just doing something for you, it's like, hey, this is going to need to happen at some point in the next few months, even, you know, if it's something like that. They might as well know now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could just add one more step to it, you know, where it's like, it's just offset by one. You put a few in, and then, like, you know, the ones that aren't recorded right after you put them in, like, that's the editing phase instead of the recording phase. But also, I don't know if it's actually has been a crunch on the people helping you anyway. Because, you know, like, when I edit, it's just part of this. So for all I know, it could be, like, no drama at all. I also... What? I mean, I don't... Well, right, yeah, of course. But, like, the whole thing where, like, you know, you're not burying people in editing just because they know it exists. They know how long the fucking book is. You know, they can just, if they don't, like, oh, there are five chapters in here, I have time to do maybe one or two today. They're not gonna think, oh, no, I can't. I'm so buried in editing. You're like, oh, I'm going to do one or two chapters today. I'll do another one tomorrow. You know, like... Like, when I got Tsukiko and Ohana to help me with the, fixing my fuck-up with the thought effect, it was like, hey, like, fucking 37 chapters of this need to be done. You know? You take some and I'll take some and, you know, like... And oh. Yeah, that's probably perfectly reasonable.
Well, that sounds perfectly reasonable. All right, hang on, let me sort this.
fuck is that? All right.
Okay.
My people consist of continuing to ping me about random shit that doesn't fucking matter.
Okay.
She let a small pout creep onto her lips. And it won't be a visit.
His eyes turned soft, and a small smile crept onto his lips. A history teacher is a ghost, and his lessons are always impossibly dull. A history teacher is a ghost, and his lessons are always impossibly dull.
You will likely learn more You will likely learn more important history by coming here. Papa took it upon himself to investigate your family.
Oh? Harry quirked an eyebrow. I will see you in a few moments. I will see you in a few moments. He vanished.
Fleur poked her head back into the kitchen.
He is coming.
She heard a soft snap echo from the hall. He is here. Harry appeared, adjusting his robes with one hand. His magic saturated the silk like water through a sponge.
Nice try, Harry.
Fleur teased. But I can sense they're transfigured. Harry's smile shrank a fraction. Mr. and Mrs. Delacour.
Harry,
Mamma murmured. Papa inclined his head.
Fleur told me that you'd been investigating my family.
The slightest edge hovered in his tone.
My interests got the best of me, Papa confessed. I was surprised to learn that you knew so little of your family, and I took it upon myself to determine whether or not we might discover some unpleasant surprises when you turn 17.
Harry's eyebrows rose. Will we?
I made some inquiries through the Parisian branch of Gringotts, Papa said. They were helpful in some regards, but without your presence I couldn't discover everything I wanted to.
What did you want to learn? Harry asked.
You and your secrets, Monger.
Fleur slipped to his side and took his hand.
At least you trust me. At least you trust me. I'm going to have to explain a few things.
Papa gestured into the hall.
It might be easier to sit.
Ahem.
second here.
Alright, sorry about that.
Harry followed him through and took a seat on the chocolate-stained sofa in the corner.
Gabby's sofa?
Fleur squeezed in next to him and threw her legs over his.
Here in Europe, things are done a bit differently than in Britain.
Papa said. The German states, Italy, and most countries have lost the majority of the noble families that ruled in the last two centuries. Traditions and practices have moved on and been modernized. France is split, but every year a few more... old laws are overturned by the growing pro-modern majority.
I take it this is not the case in Britain, Harry said.
No, Maman smiled, as my husband is far too fond of mentioning, Britain has been the preeminent magical community for three centuries, only growing relatively stronger since Grindelwald massacred his way across the mainland.
You're concerned about the pure-blood mantra of some noble houses? Harry raised an eyebrow.
I am concerned about Britain's Dark Lord. But should he fall, then the pure-bloods will fall with him. Britain's revolution has finally come, two centuries after France's, and the effects are still felt in this country.
My family is one of the old pure-blood houses, Harry said, but we're not in any way associated with the bigoted nonsense Voldemort used to lure. But we're not in any way associated with the bigoted nonsense Voldemort uses to lure in followers.
As a noble family in a traditionalist society, I was worried about the existence of any agreements your family might have had. That you are unaware of. In France, these practices have mostly died out, and those that do occur between the few surviving old pure-blood families are frowned upon. Those families are the ones that fled the disastrous attempts of Grobes. Robespierre to unite magical and muggle societies under his control, and survived the war that followed. They're unpopular for abandoning their country to shelter in Britain, as most of France's magical families, including mine, were created during or after that chaos, and looked down on those that had not suffered as we did.
I take it these agreements still exist in Britain, Harry muttered. What kind of agreements?
You're not going to like this?
Fleur wriggled her fingers through Harry's and gave a gentle squeeze.
Someone suddenly appearing on a piece of paper to snatch your sunset away?
Papa rubbed his chin.
They do. They do. They can often be very specific, are still binding even generations after they are created. It was once normal practice in Britain, and not unlikely that such agreements exist, Mama said. Since you are with Fleur, and my daughter seems quite determined that you are who she wants, we wanted to make sure she wasn't going to... suddenly be disappointed.
Harry's brow creased. I don't understand.
I went looking for several types of agreements, Papa said. First and foremost on my list was any outstanding, accepted offers of marriage between your family and any others. Such an agreement would prevent you from having any future with Fleur, should it be valid.
Harry's face tightened, every muscle in his body tensed beneath Fleur. He took a long, quiet, deep breath. Were there any? Papa grimaced.
You are the lord of the most ancient and noble house of Potter, lord of the most ancient and noble house of Pevrel, lord of the imperial and royal house of Le Fay, lord of the most ancient and royal house of Gryffindor, lord of the most ancient and royal house of Ravenclaw, lord of the most ancient and royal house of Hufflepuff, lord of the most ancient and royal house of Slytherin, lord of the most ancient and noble house of Moonlily, lord of the imperial and royal house of Pendragon, lord of the imperial and most loyal house of Merlin, lord of the imperial and most loyal house of Emily, lord of the imperial and most royal house of Rhyn, lord of the most loyal...
Fuck, I can't keep it going. That wasn't Matt, I did that. And it's not.
Papa grimaced.
I still do not know. The goblins would not help me without personally giving you proof you were involved with a member of my family.
Harry's eyes hardened. How likely are these agreements? What makes them valid?
Increasingly less. The old families are too closely intermarried in most cases.
Papa massaged his fingertips into his chin.
They're validated in certain circumstances, usually specific to each contract. Old families often have a couple of unusual ones knocking around. The best way to check is simply to ask. The goblins have mediated such disputes for millennia for one reason or another. They will know.
Then I will ask. Ice crept into Harry's eyes. A strange, desperate gleam lurked beneath. And if there is one, I will stop it, however necessary.
However necessary.
The burnt corpse of Peter Pettigrew reared up among her thoughts, and the dark mark swirled in the sky above Rita Skeeter's ruined house.
I hope there isn't one. Taking the one thing away from someone who's never had anything like it is it... Taking the one perfect thing away from someone who's never had anything like it is a dangerous thing to do.
Let me ask you a question, Matthew. What Did you remove the part where Fleur gets pissed at him for not telling her that he was going to kill Rita? Well, like, I remember her getting mad at him. I guess you cut the line where she's like, I did not know we were progressing to cold-blooded murder, or whatever. Like, did you cut that? Okay. Because it... I guess it wasn't, and this might just be because I read the original, but it wasn't clear to me that she knew that that's what had fucking happened. You know, it's like that's, it really wasn't, because she was mad at him, but I thought she was just mad at him because he made her leave. And I thought she was going to find out later about Rita. I think you did. So if you want, yeah, if you want to, yeah, real quick, I'll keep on reading, but yeah, because this, yeah, just find it and do that. Yeah, I haven't even edited that chapter yet, so that won't be an issue. What? I mean, yeah, because, yeah. Is that one in the chamber? I think it is. Yeah, that's in one of the chips. Well, I am editing that one, but I haven't gotten to that point yet. So yeah, just when you put it in, like, put it in a different color or something, so I can just scan through when I'm done recording here, and I'll just go ahead and record that, like, while I'm editing or whatever, because I'll need to match it to the tone of my voice. Yeah. I had been kind of looking forward to reading the line, like, I didn't know we were progressing to cold-blooded murder. Because, I mean, even then, it wasn't... She had made it clear that she was fine with it having happened. She was just like, you didn't fucking run it past me first, or, like, you didn't... You know, I didn't know I was signing up for that. Or whatever. Anyway, you're the fucking writer.
If I return with your company, the goblins would be willing to answer, Papa said. You might also take the chance to learn about the state of your family's finances. It's best to keep on top of these things.
I have absolutely no idea about any of that. I have absolutely no idea about any of that. Harry shrugged. I just assumed there wouldn't be anything.
Fleur's heart sank. Monka.
Papa exchanged a glance with Mama.
The Potters are an old family, though never particularly prestigious until the 14th century, when the last member of a very old and famous family married into their family and suddenly elevated their status. They were originally from France, but were forced to choose a new name to escape the associations the other branch of their family made in Aguila with the Cathar movement.
Are those... What the fuck kind of word is Cathar? Is it a French thing? Am I saying it right, Cathar? Okay, cool.
It was a good thing they did.
This is an overlap.
The Cathars were prejudicially crusaded against in France and Italy of a century or so, Flair said. There were a point where Muggle religion met the magical world and drew the arrow of the Muggle papacy for it. It's not really relevant, Papa. It's not really relevant, Papa.
Oh, she's just on board.
The Cathars were rather prejudicially crusaded against in France and Italy over a century or so, Fleur said. There were a point where Muggle religion met the magical world and drew the Isle of the Muggle papacy for it. It's not really relevant, Papa.
Papa twitched.
Your family moved away and was forgotten long before the Crusades of Demorphou.
Is that right? I feel like you just said it. Yeah.
But they were renowned for being a neutral, conflict-wary family for many years, and consequently outlived and absorbed a lot of other magical families, some of which were quite prestigious. Eventually, all the links with greater families made the Potters great, too.
You were serious about inquiring about my family, Harry murmured.
I actually already knew all of that.
Mama laughed.
And finally, after all these years, it's useful.
Papa chuckled.
I have a long list of names that might yield something if the goblins are... I have a long list of names that might yield something if the goblins are asked about their votes. But they'll only do it if you're present and won't actually do anything but register a request has been made until you're 17 or they get something out of it. The goblins aren't popular. They survive only by keeping a stranglehold on the wizarding economy.
I see. Harry's eyes turned distant. So you'd like me to accompany you to Gringotts?
I would. I would.
A silver eagle, the height of a man, suddenly burst into the room, flaring its wings to stop in front of Harry. Silver vapor trailed from the tips of its feathers. I don't remotely understand what's happening. Like, why is his Patronus out? And why does it start talking for him? I mean, like, okay, I get it, but, like, I guess I get it. Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. I genuinely thought you just deleted something you didn't fucking mean to. Okay. A silver eagle, the height of a man, burst into the room, flaring its wings to stop in front of Harry. Silver vapor trailed from the tips of its feathers. Mama sat bolt upright.
Hansel?
There's likely nothing left. Harry's voice emanated from the bird, echoing like he stood at the end of a long tunnel. Mama gasped.
That's your Patronus.
He suggests making it a request just in case, but insisting it remain a secret. The eagle said in Harry's voice. Harry's face turned scarlet.
Yes, it's my Patronus. Maman's eyes went as... Maman's eyes went wide as coins. Then she pressed her hands to her mouth and covered a smile.
She knows something.
Fleur narrowed her eyes, but Maman's smile only... But Maman's smile only widened.
I didn't know you could send messages using our Patronus,
Papa said.
How do you do it?
I don't know. Harry banished his Patronus without sparing it a glance. I suspect I'll find out sometime in the next 6 hours. Let's go. I need to know if anything's there.
The time tunnel, Fleur grimaced. The time tunnel,
Fleur grimaced.
I hope you're not overdoing it.
She caught her mother's eye and motioned toward the kitchen, then swung herself off the sofa. Harry's fingers flinched after her.
We'll leave you two to talk about this, Zoe, Mama said. Try not to be too enthusiastic about it, Laurel.
These are the only conversations that explain how my youngest daughter ended up... These are the only conversations that explain how my youngest daughter ended up like she did.
Harry glanced at Fleur.
Babeton, Fleur said. She's doing okay.
Maman drifted into the kitchen. Fleur strode after her.
What was wrong with his Patronus?
She hissed.
Wrong?
Maman shifted her weight from one foot to the other.
There's nothing wrong with it at all, far from it.
So you reacted like that for no reason?
Fleur wrinkled her nose.
Try again, Maman. Vila's origin myth is that they are the descendants of beautiful witches who were raised by Hanzu. Long extinct magical birds.
Maman shot Fleur a pointed look.
We then migrated through Mesopotamia into Eastern Europe and spread. And the corporeal Patronus is a manifestation of someone's most positive emotions.
Fleur's heart squirmed.
How sweet of him. How sweet of him.
We're going to Gringotts, Papa called. Do you wish to come, Fleur? Apolline?
Go, Mama said.
Maman doesn't wish to come. Fleur shot Harry a smirk. I can operate with Harry.
Harry raised his hands. It's fine.
I insist.
Fleur laughed, stepped close to him, and wrapped her arms around his chest. Then pictured the streets of Paris. A soft snap echoed across the cobbles. Elegant, pale stone facades flanked them. Harry sighed.
Did you have to do that?
Fleur huffed.
Yes, it was funny. I wanted to ask you a question anyway.
Ask away. I'm sure we have a moment where your father recovers from watching you throw yourself at me.
I did not throw myself at you.
Fleur turned her nose up at him, then reached out and cupped his chin.
What do we do if we find out there's some contract in there?
Harry's green eyes frosted over and his face hardened. I will avoid setting it off.
And if it's too late for that, Fleur whispered, you'll be legally bound, maybe even magically bound.
That small, bright, desperate gleam welled back up in Harry's eyes. I'll find a way. He took a deep breath. I'll kill them if I have to. I can't lose you. I won't.
Of course you would.
Warmth rushed through Fleur. The heat pooled in her eyes and glimmered on her lashes.
Your one perfect wish.
She tucked him close and kissed him.
We'll find a way. No more of this, I will. I can't. I won't. No way. You made me a promise. Don't break your promise.
Something dark rose in Harry's eyes. A dazed, dire, hollow glint.
You made me a promise, too, he whispered. You promised you were different.
Fleur cradled his...
What's in his head there? What's he thinking? Why does he say that? Matthew? Yeah. It's so he's not. So. Can you give me some insight into why his why he's leaping to that? Because she's just saying you know, she's doing nothing but affirming what he's saying. I'm not saying she isn't, he doesn't have enough issues to doubt that. I don't know how he makes that leap in this context. So it's hard for me to... Okay. Okay, so I think the read I did was probably congruent with that, but he's not, this isn't a desperate thing for him. He's not panicking, he's just he's reaffirming. Okay, that's good. Then my read was fine. Okay. Okay.
Fleur cradled his hand to her breast.
I promise.
She breathed into his ear.
I am not like these shallow little girls. You're not my hero. I don't want you to save me, and I don't want you to vanish
don't need saving. I just want you.
Papa appeared beside them with a loud crack. Don't change the timing in the edit.
Am I interrupting?
I think she was about to let go of me, Harry said.
I was not.
Fleur pressed her lips to his and lent to his ear.
I will not ever, your mind. Shall we? Shall we go?
Papa suggested.
Yes? Okay.
I will not ever, your mind.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I try to, every time she says, you're mine, I try to make it a little bit over the fucking top. Yeah.
You're mine.
You know, yeah, okay.
Shall we go?
Papa suggested. They strolled across the street and into the marble-floored, slim-pillared colonnade of the Parisian branch of Gringotts.
Mr. Delacour.
No, I'm not going to do that. Should he have a French accent? I don't feel like he should. I feel like he should have a British accent. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to fucking, like, invent an accent for goblins. Well, like, it depends on how merited it is. What? What'd you say? I didn't hear that. Right. Yeah. Yeah, great. See, I invented an accent for the generous ones in Alexandra Quick, but haven't I already fucking voiced goblins in ACV? Have I? Like, I mean, I'm only really saying that because, like, we've been going on for a while, and I just bet goblins have come up at some point. Because I have settled. What? Okay. Right, yeah. Okay, so that'll probably be fine. I like in Alexander Quick, I tend to voice them with British accents to set them apart a little bit, and it's obviously that doesn't set them apart in this setting. But yeah, if we want to go really in depth on it, we can. It's just that's just a question of exactly how, and that's a much longer conversation.
Mr. Delacour.
An old, gnarled goblin stepped out from behind his desk to greet her father.
Have returned with the aforementioned third party?
Papa said.
Ah!
The goblin smiled, displaying a sharp set of teeth, then plucked a thin, black briefcase from under its desk and ushered them toward a private meeting room.
Yes? Yeah? 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 What am I, some kind of a fucking asshole? Yeah, of course I fucking am.
The mouth of Sauron, the one who sounds like this.
Like that? I love that. They did such a good job with the weird fucking effect on his goddamn mouth, you know? Where like they make it just a little bit too large and it's like, oh fuck, this is wrong. Yeah.
Mr. Delacour.
And
ah.
The goblin smiled, displaying a sharp set of teeth, then plucked a thin, black briefcase from under its desk and ushered them toward a private meeting room.
Step this way, please. Step this way, please.
Be polite, but firm, Papa murmured.
I am Nagnok, Mr. Porter.
The goblin set the case on the table and snapped it open.
I assume that you're here to verify Mr. Delacour's questions are legitimate inquiries.
Hey, I'm actually putting a little bit of the generous accent into this. That's actually really cool. Okay, I like that as a thing.
Harry studied the goblin. I am.
I take it this is the daughter with whom you're involved.
The goblin spared Fleur half a glance, then reached into the case and pulled out a sheet of paper.
Here is a list of the current contracts a member of the Potter family might be able to fulfill.
Harry plucked it from the creature's grasp. Fleur's stomach knotted and churned.
I will kill whoever's on it myself if I have to. What does he say?
She asked.
That was it. What does it say? It wasn't a thought.
Harry crumpled it up into a ball.
Gabrielle Delacour.
It seems like Gabby will get her forbidden romance after all. Fleur's heart seized. She blinked, then caught the small curve at the corner of Harry's mouth.
Idiots. I should burn you to ashes for that joke.
You can set fire to him later,
Papa said. Can I inquire about the status of my family's assets? Harry asked Dragnark.
You may.
Harry rolled his eyes. Will you tell me when I do? Will you tell me when I do?
I will.
Then consider that my inquiry, Harry said. Ragnarok turned back to his case and flicked through a stack of paperwork.
As I am not the account manager for your family, and not authorized to share the explicit details without their express permission, I can only tell you that the majority of the assets your family held were liquidated by Charles Potter.
Charles. It's Charles Potter. Unless you're changing it, it's Charles Potter. Is it dudes that know, it's Charlus, right? Yeah.
I can only tell you that the majority of the
accents.
I can only tell you that the majority of the assets your family held were liquidated by Charles Potter. To try and limit losses in the escalating wizard war.
Ah.
To to try and limit losses in the escalating wizarding war. But after his death, James Potter spent all but a small fraction of it. Since then, there have been a multitude of wills bequeathing small amounts to you, and no further action required other than maintaining your trust fund.
I like this voice. This is a fun voice to do.
Are there any further details you could share? Harry asked. Nagnock closed his case and snapped the catches.
I can tell you that your trust fund cannot possibly be exhausted under any circumstances. But if you truly tried, you'd come close to wiping out half your family's remaining fortune.
Thank you, Harry said. I would ask that you investigate any claim I might have to these vaults. Papa passed him a paper list. Harry glanced at it, then added a single name. Ah. Harry glanced at it, then added a single name, using his wand as a quill.
Charming writing onto a page.
Fleur pursed her lips.
Impressive.
Nagnock scanned the list.
There's almost no assets attached to these names. Little more than an unpaid dowry and its interest.
Harry reached out and touched his wand's tip to the list. It crumbled to dust. Make sure that inquiry remains discreet. I'd prefer that nobody learns of it.
I understand, Mr. Potter.
Nagnock's smile showed all his sharp teeth.
It might cause a bit of a stir.
Papa's frown deepened as they left the bank.
Which family did you add? I'm sure I didn't miss any.
Harry glanced around them.
Slytherin.
Papa stopped dead in the street.
That's not mentioned in any of the books.
I have good reason to believe it, Harry murmured. Very good reason.
Parselmouth, Papa muttered. The Daily Prophet mentioned it, but I assumed it was simply more rumor mongering.
Fleur huffed.
It was one of the few things they got right. Shall we go back before Harry is recognized?
She jumped at Harry and wrapped her legs round his waist. He caught her round the small of her back, then slipped his hands down to her thighs.
That's me throwing myself at you,
Fleur whispered, apparating them back. They collapsed in the entrance hall, Fleur still wrapped around them.
How do I always end up on the bottom?
Harry's muffled voice drifted up from beneath her cleavage.
I'm sure you didn't mind that much.
Fleur leant back, then hopped to her feet.
Mamma won't like seeing me straddle him after our talk this morning.
She fought a pout.
Who cares how old he is? He's mine. He's mine, and that's all that matters.
I couldn't breathe, Harry said. But there are definitely worse ways to die than that. He stood up and dusted himself off. I should return to school. Curfew starts soon.
Did you close the time loop? Okay. Okay.
Mama edged out of the kitchen.
It was lovely to see you, Harry.
You could stay until the morning.
Fleur shot Mama a broad smirk.
Nobody would ever know where you were and what you were doing.
Harry turned red. Fleur caught his eye and gave him a little pout. He quirked an eyebrow. She bit her lip, gave him a little wiggle, and watched Mama's lips flatten into a thin, white line. He turned to Mama, scarlet-cheeked.
If everyone's okay with it, then yes, I'll still have to operate back briefly, just to make sure I can send the Patronus.
He glanced up and down the hall and fixed a bright smile on his face. Let me do that now. Harry vanished with a soft snap. Papa appeared with a loud crack, his nose in a battered, brown-covered book. Maman glanced past Fleur's shoulder at him and folded her arms.
Laurent?
Papa glanced up.
Yes? Try it, Maman.
Fleur pushed a little heat into her bones until her face started to shift and her eyes turned dark.
See what putting yourself in between us gets you. Fleur would like
Harry to stay the night, Mama said.
Seems fine.
Papa kicked his shoes off and stumbled toward the wall.
We have space.
Laurent.
Papa stuck his head back through the door.
Yes, Marjorie?
I don't think Fleur's planning on Harry using a spare room.
Mama's arms tightened a notch.
Don't you have anything you'd like to say?
Papa shot a look at Fleur out of the corner of his eye and wrinkled his nose.
He is a bit young, Fleur. Although I must admit I find it hard to remember he's 15 half the time.
Laurent!
Mama hissed. Overlap that.
I have plenty of space for him right next to me.
Fleur folded her arms.
And if I don't have space for him now, then I'm sure Harry will find some space for me. Right.
Papa sighed and drew himself up.
We had this talk when you were a lot younger, because pretty girls attract a lot of attention in a certain sort of way, and we wanted you to be safe. I really didn't want to have it again.
Fleur turned her nose up.
I haven't forgotten it, and I definitely haven't forgotten what age you two got started at.
Papa grimaced.
Yes, right. Well, I mean, I think it's all right if you want to share a bed. But I don't want to hear about the two of you doing anything like that until he's older.
Fine. Fleur shrugged. You won't.
I can walls my room. I can walls my room more than well enough to keep any noise from getting in or out. I can walls my room more than well enough to keep any noise from getting in or out.
Harry reappeared by the shoes. Was it okay? Mama dropped her arms.
It's fine, Harry. You are family.
Fleur whisked Harry up the stairs.
Come on, before Mama changes her mind.
Do you have a spare room I can stay in? Harry laughed. Of course you do. You live in a chateau. Fleur plastered her most innocent expression across her face.
No.
You don't, really? Harry paused and studied her door. Isn't this one yours? It looks familiar. Fleur smirked and pushed her door open.
No spare rooms, Monka.
Harry froze, then managed half a grin. You don't snore, do you?
Nervous?
Fleur hid her smile and led him into a room, tugging the door shut behind them. She tapped her wand on the lock, leaving a soft glow.
My parents probably won't come in, but Gabby might forget to knock.
Harry glanced at the shimmering door handle. Harry glanced at the shimmering door handle, glimmering. Harry glanced at the glimmering door handle and managed a faint smile. You've trapped me again. Is there a particular word that will let me out? She smirked.
There are no words that are going to let you out of here, Monka. You're mine.
He grinned and slid his arms round her waist. Not even I love you. Fleur's heart flopped about.
A good start.
She slipped her hands into his hair and tugged his lips to hers.
Say it again.
You don't want hers at the end of that next line.
His lips curved.
Not until you say it back.
She pouted.
You know I love you.
I like to hear you say it,
he murmured, as she toyed with the buttons of his shirt.
I love you,
she whispered in his ear.
Now let me show you how much. Now let me show you how much.
End of chapter 64. There we go.